Cool Parts presents Preps Rewind on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Here's Daniel Allemann.
Welcome to Preps Rewind right here on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Coming to you live from the Yellow Fiber Studios, I'm your host, Coach Daniel Allemann. I want to welcome you to text us on Preps text line at 888-530-0043. I would love to hear from you. I want to wish my compa, Dirk Duncan, a happy birthday today. I hope you have a blessed day, my brother. Make sure she spoils you. We have a great show for you today. In our first segment, we'll catch up with some prep news and scores from in and around Northern Colorado. And then in our second segment, we're going to be joined in by Gould Part, or on our Gould Parts hotline by Kate Gentry. He's an Eaton High School junior who is having himself an amazing baseball year. I'm happy for Cade because he was injured this past fall during our football season and couldn't play in the championship game, but he played a huge role in helping us get to the ship. And I'm excited to see him light up the diamond this season. So it makes my heart happy. So I'm happy to see him. We're going to chat with him. And then joining us on the Gould Parts Hotline in our third segment is Mike Kruger, Commissioner of CHASA. Then in our final segment, we have Anthony Rankin, the head football coach for D'Evelyn High School. This man still plays football for the Championship Football League. Folks, he is one BA receiver. I had the privilege to watch, coach, and win a CFC championship with him. Can't wait to chat with Coach Rankin. Don't forget to text me on the Preps text line at 888-530-0043. Like we always do about this time, let's get caught up on some Preps news. You know, I had the privilege to attend the 30th annual Colorado chapter of the National Football Foundation and College Hall of Fame Scholarship Athlete Award Ceremony this Monday. One of their primary goals is to recognize the top high school football student athletes in the state, young men who have distinguished themselves on the field, in the classroom, and in extracurricular and community activities where leadership abilities are displayed. Eaton High School had two inductees this year. Congratulations to Zach Grable and Walker Martin for being selected, and Coach Anthony Rankin had one of his players selected. Congratulations to Gabe Jackson, wide receiver for D'Evelyn Jaguars High School. All three of those gentlemen received awards, so I was happy to see there, happy to be there, happy to talk to Coach Rankin there. Great work, gentlemen, on and off the field. You know, March 11th brought forth a day the Briggsdale girls basketball program had pursued for a long time, winning the Class 1A state championship after years of close calls. But April 12th is also a day the Falcons are unlikely to forget anytime soon. This past Wednesday, the Weld County Board of Commissioners proclaimed April 12th, 2023, Briggsdale Falcons Day. This came 1 month after Briggsdale capped off a 24-2 season by defeating McClave on March 11th at the Budweiser Event Center in Loveland to claim the Falcons' first girls' hoops title in school history. Briggsdale had previously runner-up finishes in 2008, 16, and 22. Congratulations to Briggsdale. Northridge had a trio of girls' volleyball players signed Thursday to play in college and then had four girls' soccer players do the same on Friday. Layla Avalos signed to play NAIA Bethel College in North Newton, Kansas. Andy Peterson signed to play at the junior college level for Laramie County Community College in Cheyenne, Wyoming. And then Juliana Young will also play at the junior college level for Spoon River College in Canton, Illinois. Congratulations, ladies. As for the soccer quartet, Katie Jor Warner signed to play for Division II Northwest Oklahoma State in Alva, Oklahoma. Carson Peterson will play for the junior college Daytona State College in Daytona Beach, Florida. Wow, great place. Ashley Williams is bound for junior college in Heston, Kansas College. And then Williams is an Eaton High School student who plays soccer for Northridge. Madison Guiley will play for Northeastern Junior College in Sterling. Congratulations, ladies, to that. Congratulations to Aiden Trujillo on his national letter of intent signee. Aiden will wrestle and play football at North Central College in Naperville, Illinois. Aiden plays his football right now at Valley, or he did. But he will take his talents to Naperville, Illinois next fall. Years of hard work and sacrifice pays off. Viking Nation is very proud of you, and we look forward to following you on your college career. Congratulations, Aiden Trujillo. And congratulations to my compa, Will Grable. The Eaton High senior signed a letter to play basketball for Hastings College. I'm so excited for Willie G. DMGB. The marquee matchup for baseball this week in 3A Patriot League was Eaton hosting UH. We received an early look at this one when Eaton defeated University 12-3 in the finals in the Northern Colorado baseball tournament at Tom Roach Field in Greeley. Quite possibly, these two are the top two teams in 3A baseball. Eaton, the powerhouse, and UH Bulldogs didn't have to wait long to see each other again. They squared off Friday, yesterday, in Eaton. Ding, ding, it is on. The two-time defending state champion looks to, well, on its way to a third after winning 9-7 over University last night. Eaton improved to 14-0 on the year and removed any doubt as to why it sits number one in the Class 3A Chassanow.com coaches poll. The Bulldogs led 4-3 in the bottom of the third, but back-to-back triples by Joey Blaskowski and Cade Gentry helped start the Eaton machine. They scored 5 runs in that inning and never gave the lead back. This is Eaton's eighth straight win over UH, and we will talk to one of those stars on that Collins Street hit squad. Eaton Red, Cade Gentry, will join us today on Preps Rewind. A season ago, the Reds went 4-0 against the Bulldogs, with the most consequential game coming in the 3A finals on June 4th. As talented as the 3A pool looks, it looks like the crew from the Collins Street Bombers will continue to bring home more hardware. To learn more about this story, make sure to check out Greeley Tribune and Bobby Fernandez. He covers all high school sports for the Greeley Tribune, and he does an amazing job. More scores from around 3A. Number 3, Coleridge plays North Fork Miners today. Coleridge plays Thursday and came away with a big victory against Rifle 2-1. Number 4, Bayfield beat Ignacio 12-0. Number 5, Faith Christian battled it out and with number 17 peak to peak today at 1 o'clock. So they battle peak to peak today at 1 o'clock. Number 6, Montezuma, is that how you say it, Micah? Montezuma Cortez plays today against number 15, Alamosa. And number 7, Delta plays Roaring Fork today. Number 8, Resurrection Christian coming off a two-game win streak beating Jefferson Academy and Wellington 13-1. This is a good bounce back after losing 2 in a row to number 1, Eaton, and number 2, UH. Up next for UH is Timnath on Monday. Number 9, Valley had a big win over Timnath 16-0. And number 10, the Academy, with a big win over Colorado Academy 15-4. And like I mentioned earlier, this segment, number 1, Eaton had a huge win against UH 9-7 to keep atop the 3A division. Let's hope the Collins Street Bombers can bring home more hardware to Titletown. Go Reds. Don't you go anywhere. We'll be right back. We'll be joined with one of those Collins Street Bombers, Cade Gentry. I'm Coach Daniel Allman, and this is Preps Rewind, live from the Yellow Fiber Studios. We are Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFK. Welcome back to Preps Rewind, brought to you by Gould Parts, located in beautiful Eaton, Colorado. Don't forget to text me on the Preps text line at 888-530-0043. Thank you for joining us today. We are on a roll this morning, so let's not lose momentum. Let's keep going. Joining us on the Gould Parts prep line is one of those Collins Street Bombers, Eaton Red, Cade Gentry. Cade, my brother, how are you doing this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing really good, man. I want to congratulate you on a great season you're having.
Thank you, Coach.
Are you having fun out there, bro?
Oh, I'm having a lot of fun just playing with the boys. It's been a lot of fun, man.
I bet, man. Right, yesterday, it was back-to-back triples by you and Blast that got the Bombers going to win 8 straight against number 2 UH. What were you thinking? I mean, you guys were down at that point.
Oh, yeah. We were just going into that, hitting those back-to-back triples. We knew if we flipped over the lineup card, the boys would clean us up and get us in. So it was really good, and we knew that we had to get something started and going. So when I saw Joe hit that triple, I knew that we were going to get rolling after that. So,
well, in the way you guys are hitting right now, I mean, I don't put any doubt when you guys come up to the plate that you're going to hit something. You have all the UH coaching staff right now and players scratching their eyes out. They're asking themselves right now, what do we need to do? What do we need to do to get past these Reds? I mean, you guys you beat them, earlier in the season, and then they kind of fought. They kind of were they didn't want to go away last night. And so they were a little scrappy last night. Would you say that UH is probably your best test this year?
Oh, yeah, 100%. You know, Riggs Cowell on the mound, he's just a great pitcher. He locates really well. And I knew when we saw him on the bump that he was going to be dialed, and just like every game when he plays against us. He's always a very good pitcher. Their lineup cards very well, you know, right, throughout the whole lineup. So
it's
definitely a test to us, and I think it's good that we have a test to us every now and then, you know.
I think so, too. And, you know, we went through that in football, and Coach Lemon mentioned it, you know, at our awards ceremony, our ring ceremony. You know, there, if there's such a thing as a good loss, you know, I think at least to get tested during the season, so when you do get into that tournament, you guys are ready. You know how to handle adversity, and you really haven't seen much of that except for this game yesterday.
Yeah, it was very good.
What would you say? Would you say your biggest competition this year is UH, or who would you say your biggest competition this year is?
Yeah, I would have to say it's been UH. They've been very good.
What's the difference for you this year than last season?
You know, I think the difference is definitely the approach at the plate. I've just been seeing the ball more differently and just thinking of the game in more of like a different perspective. That's been helping me a lot.
Man, right, you are seeing that ball. Right now your batting average is a team leading. I say team leading, 639. Your first, Walker Texas Ranger Martin is second at 622. Tater Smith is third on the team with 529. I mean, you're in great company right there.
Yeah, you know, but two or three bad games and those numbers are gone, you know?
Yeah, so. I get you. And your dad said the same thing, you know, peaks and valleys. The baseball has peaks and valleys, and right now you're riding that peak. But I told your dad that I know who you are. I know the competitor that you are. And so I don't see those valleys being very deep for you, Bo, the way you're playing right now.
Yeah, I just got to keep at it, you know?
That's considering you're in line with Walker and Tater, and then that's pretty good company. Considering both those gentlemen are D1 athletes.
and they may
get drafted in the majors, man. I mean, have you thought of, has that sunk into you?
I know, it's crazy just going back in time and realizing, like, we talked about that as kids, just all of our dreams, and they always talked about just being drafted and seeing all those scouts at even like our practices and stuff. It's just awesome to see their dreams come true.
Right. And I think one thing for Walker and Tate and you know, all that leadership on the baseball team, you guys see it and you young guys see that, and you know, young guys behind you see your play, and I think it all correlates. You know, Eaton is known for Titletown, and I think it starts with that foundation. You guys got a good one there. Did you know right now that you're the 25th in the whole state for batting average?
Oh, I did not know that.
But I'm feeding you business. I don't want you to fall, man. I'm just feeding you this because I want you to keep going, okay? Yeah, you're 25th in the whole state at batting average. You've had 36 at-bats, 23 hits with 20 runs and 13 RBs. Ribbies, bud. That is, I think some kids play their whole high school career and don't get numbers like that. Like I said before, I know baseball has its peaks and valleys. What do you do when you're in one of those valleys?
You know, there's nothing you can. Well, I would say it's all just a mental game, mm-hmm. You know. Like, you really just got to get out of your head. And when you're in those valleys, like, you're really thinking when you're up at the plate, and you just got to go up there and just have some fun, you know.
Yeah.
Just, I've always reminded myself, just play like you played when you were 10 years old and you just loved the sport so much and you played it just like you were a little kid, you know?
Yeah. So, does the team have a nickname for you?
They call me Blade.
Why is that?
I'm not really sure. It just rhymes with Cade.
All right, so. Blade. All right, cool. With all the amazing athletes on the Collin Street Bombers, that's your new nickname, Collin Street Bombers Squad. You're all making Coach Hernandez's job real easy, man.
Yeah, you know, those guys, those coaches, they are top tier, man. They get us right, and they're just really great coaches.
Good, man. Good. Talking with Cade Gentry, outfielder for the back-to-back 3A state champions, the Eaton Reds, also known as the Collin Street Bombers. Cade, you're a two-sport athlete. You play football and baseball. Which one's your favorite?
Oh, man, I have to go with baseball.
No, I won't hold it against you, too, brother, because you play them both well. So I'm good with both, man. I'm excited to see you tearing up the diamond because, like I said earlier in the fall, you sustained an injury during our championship campaign and you couldn't finish the season. But you were with us, man. You did everything you could. You were a huge part in getting us to that championship game. How's the arm, man? How's the elbow?
Oh, it's doing great, you know. Fully healed, so I'm just glad to be back and playing on the diamond, as you said, yeah.
Good, man. What did you do right this offseason to get yourself ready for baseball and that arm?
Just a lot of hacks. Yeah, that's pretty much it. Just a lot of tee work, just a lot of fundamentals. Had to go through that again.
Right. And you're still going to play football this year, right?
Oh, of course, yeah.
I know Coach Stewie likes you at wide receiver, but, man, I would love to run you. I'd love to see you run the rock, man.
Yeah, I'll play anywhere for you guys.
I know you will. I know. What position do you like the best, man? You're one heck of a returner, a special returner, specialist, special teams. I mean, we can kind of plug you in anywhere. What do you like to play?
I like everywhere, man. You put me on the field, and I'll just love to be out there.
That's why your name is Blade, bro. That's why they call you Blade. All right, Cade, my brother, thank you for taking time out on your busy schedule to join me this morning, man. And let's get some more of that hardware, bro, right?
Yeah.
You want some?
Yeah.
Let's get some more, man. Good luck this year, buddy. Make sure you tell your dad, Kobe, and your mom hi for me, okay?
Okay, will do.
All right,
thank
buddy.
You,
have a great day, man. You're welcome. Have a great day. Cade Gentry, one of the most dangerous players in that championship Eaton Reds baseball team. You know, thanks to Gould Parts, our great sponsor, 970-454-3355. Any parts you need, Gould Parts in beautiful Eaton, Colorado will find it. Gould Parts is a quality source for all Napa parts. Anything you need is just one phone number away, 970-454-3355. Write it down. Stick it on the fridge. Gould Parts is beautiful, Eaton, Colorado. Don't touch that dial. Up next, an interview we had last week with Commissioner of CHASA, Mike Krueger. It was a pleasure having him on, and I want to share the interview again with you. I'm Coach Daniel Olamon, and this is Preps Rewind, live from the Ellis Fiber Studios. We are Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Welcome back to Preps Rewind, brought to you by Gould Parts, located in beautiful Eaton, Colorado. Don't forget to text me on the Preps text line, 888-530-0043. Last week, we had Commissioner Mike Krueger on, and I thought the interview was so good, I want to replay it for you, just in case you missed it. So here's the interview with Commissioner Mike Krueger. Mike, how are you doing this morning?
Coach, good morning. Thanks for having me on your show, and thanks for everything you do to promote prep sports.
Yeah, I love it, buddy. I love it. Thank you for coming on, man. I really appreciate it. You know, we are so fortunate that you live up here in the north.
Well, I sure enjoy it, too. I have to tell you, I never mind driving home north and getting up here in the Windsor-Severance area, and it's beautiful. I'm looking out over beautiful farmland this morning, so I agree with you.
Amen to that. Amen. I just got to ask you this. How many miles do you put on that vehicle a day?
Oh, man.
Oh, let's say a week. Give me a week. Just average.
Well, I can tell you this. I got the car in June, and it's leased, and it had a 15,000-mile, you know, you get 15,000 miles a year. I think I just passed 32,000 miles, and I'm only in April. So there's a little windshield time, that's for sure.
Well, and the only reason why I asked that is you guys do such a great job reaching out to all the schools.
Well, yeah, that's part of our mission, you know, and I think one of the things when I came in was a very strong strategic priority for me was to make sure we understood the difference between communication and connection. And, you know, that's a really important piece. Simply because we obviously they're married together, communication mm-hmm. and connection. But at the CHASA office, we don't want to just be a warehouse of communicating information out. We need to understand what's happening in the state and understand the diversity and understand what's happening in the trenches all around. We got to get out there. We got to meet with schools. We got to be at events. We got to talk to principals and superintendents. And we've made a real concerted effort to do that. And one of our core values is service. And we like to think of our office as a very servant leadership oriented. And with that being said, it's important to us to get out and about and make sure that we're talking and touching base and connecting with our communities around the state.
I think that's awesome. You guys, you know, do you work with or study what other surrounding states do?
That's a really great question. I appreciate you asking that. Yes, we have a really great network of, in fact, all 50 states that members that belong to the National Federation of High Schools. We meet regularly, you know, whether it's virtually or whether it's in person. I'll be in Indianapolis next week to meet with leaders from around the 50 states and to have our annual legal meetings, which is always a pleasure, but it's always fun. But it's always good to connect, and I'll be completely honest with you. We're always learning something from what other people are doing. And the irony, you know, it's not hard to stretch to understand that we all share a lot of common issues and challenges. So to know what other states are doing relative to many of these things, and we get called quite often. Colorado's very much a standard bearer in a lot of areas, and we get calls from states, and we call states and develop some really close partnerships and collaborations with other states to help us as we navigate the challenges that face us as a high school activities association.
And I have to say, I'm just going to say, Mr. Commish, you guys are knocking it out of the park, man. I'm telling you, I don't think I've ever seen CHASA. And I mean no disrespect by this when I say this, but you and your crew are so involved with relationship building and making your presence known. I don't think I've ever seen CHASA as involved as much as I have now, which I absolutely love, because you're getting down to the core of it.
Well, I'll tell you what, that is a huge compliment. And honestly, I don't know if you could give our staff a bigger one. That means a ton to us, and especially coming from someone who's doing the job every day on the field, blowing the whistle. You know, you're coaching kids all the time, throughout the day, throughout the year, especially, you know, I know in the fall. And, you know, to hear you say that, though, that's really important to us. And like I mentioned earlier, we want to get out and connect. And we really do commit ourselves to servant leadership. And to be servant leaders, you have to be out there, you know, developing those relationships. At the end of the day, it is about the people that we serve. And that includes the parents and the student athletes, especially in our schools and coaches and athletic directors. And we love just being part of the experience and promoting our vision and mission to help you be great and do the best job you can do and that you feel that kind of support. And right. That's really important to us.
Right. And, you know, I remember, you know, 6-7 years ago, you know, everybody wanting to leave CHASA and it was just, a mess. And I don't see that anymore. I see a marriage now and us kind of working together and working with the student athletes and kind of that's the focus. And that's where we all kind of put our focus in is the kids and the athletes.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And at the end of the day, that's the thing. We all want the same thing. The what I like to say is, you know, it's the diversity in our state, whether you come from the west, the south, the east, the north, up here, up north, northeast. I was out in Sterling on Tuesday visiting with athletic directors up there, and we've been down over on the western slope earlier
Coach
this
Dick
week,
would say
Monday.
God's country, right?
Exactly, yeah. So, but it's that diversity and what we experience in our different communities that brings strength to our state. At the same time, what we do is bring that diversity together, right, and we unify around the shared vision. What you just said, you know, we want to serve and we want to provide great opportunities for student athletes to participate in athletics and activities and everything that they can and to be great at it and to provide that opportunity. And so it's that diversity that gives us strength. But at the end of the day, we are all unifying around the same shared vision.
Yep. And I say that and also transparency. You know, you guys are being transparent and we're seeing that and we appreciate that. And I know the athletes appreciate that. So it goes, I mean, you guys are doing an amazing job. Let me ask you this, Coach. I say coach because I always, you know, you're a coach.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm always going to call it. How is CHASA dealing with the official shortage?
Oh, man, thanks. Thanks for asking that. Well, it's an ongoing issue, but I think we've attacked it. It was one of the highest priorities. First one, again, like I mentioned, was communication and connection. The second one, when I took over in July, everybody said, man, we got to hit this officials crisis head on. We're moving games. We don't have enough officials to cover the number of games we have in all sports. It's happening in all sports. So we did two things real quick. We addressed the pay issue, and kudos to our schools in the state, approved a new officials pay structure in January. We did a lot of research, a lot of data, and the schools came to the table everyone said, we know that we need to do this. And that has really resonated in the ranks of the officials.
Perfect.
The second thing we did is we created a new initiative that launched November 1st called You Look Good in Stripes. And we went around the state and met with all officials associations and tried to help remove barriers to cost barriers for anyone that was interested in getting involved in officiating. And so they wouldn't have registration fees, testing fees, background check fees. We even came up with grant funding for uniforms and equipment. And so we were able to do that, and we launched November 1st. Our yearly goal, our annual goal was to try to sign up 250 new officials. And, Coach, I'm going to be excited to tell you, April 1st, 6 months in, that week we signed up our 872nd new official.
You said your goal was 200 and you signed up 800.
Yeah, 872 was our number as of April 1st, and we're super excited.
And
in all sports, all over the state, growth in officials up here in the Northern Associations, out west, down south, it's been great.
Man, that's awesome. That is great news. Okay, coaches, it's our responsibility to have a little respect for these refs, man. They work really hard for us.
So yep.
We can't lose them. We got to respect them. Okay, sometimes I know coaches get out of control and lose their cool, and they may possibly get booted from a game. When they land in your office, what's your message to those coaches?
Man, you're asking some awesome questions. You're asking questions that speak right to my passion area.
Good.
Obviously, it's not a comfortable conversation for them, and but it's okay. But the thing, I'll be honest, completely honest with you. What I share, the message I share, is that to get them to understand that they coach to a bigger purpose than what's happening in the moment that official made that call. So in other words, if you as a coach, if you've ever been asked the question, why do you coach? Mm-hmm. What is your purpose for coaching? Why are you out there every day? What do you want to get accomplished? And then what's it like to be coached by you? And how are you going to define success? And when you have those questions in the core of your being and you know why you're out there and your purpose is there, yes, winning is a great goal. We all practice, play, and compete to win the game. We want to win. We want to win state championships. But that is a goal. That is not a purpose.
Right.
And when your purpose is bigger than that goal, you can look at that official's call and go, man, in the moment, that is frustrating, and we've all been there. You know, you've been there as a coach. I've been there as a coach.
Mm-hmm.
It's frustrating, and you're like, God, darn it, how could you see that call that way? And, and you're frustrated. In the moment, though, you need to be tied into what your purpose is, and you're a role model, and you're setting a standard for the way your athletes, your parents, your community is going to respect that official. And you have to understand that your responsibility to that purpose is bigger than losing your mind and your emotional control to attack an official over a call that happens in a game.
Right.
And I'm not saying it's easy. I'm just saying that's what we need to do.
Right, and you do. You get caught up in the moment, but you're never going to change that official's mind, so relax.
Right,
and that's
right.
And that's why I think we're in good hands. I think we're in good hands with you, Commissioner, because you have that. You are in it for the right purpose, and that's what I love about it. Not just for the title, but for the purpose, and that's awesome. I know in Eaton we push athletes to compete in multi-sports. What's your thought on that?
Yeah. Well, again, we could do a whole show on that sometime if you want to, but my background, my last 4 years working for the U.S. Olympic and Paralympic Committee was in athlete development. And so I will tell you, I could speak on this. I actually did. That was my job, was to go around the country and speak about how we develop youth athletes. What do we do? And I can tell you that all you need to do is to look at the data. Athletes develop as holistically. And when we just focus on one sport, we rob the other parts of athleticism,
right?
Because we're just focusing on one. Overuse injuries and burnout are the two highest data points to look at when we talk about why focusing on just a single sport is not a great approach. Secondly, if you go and talk to colleges and you look at the percentages of the athletes that are competing at the collegiate level and then also at the professional level, at high school they were multi-sport athletes. And so data supports it, but just from a professional and experience position, I'm telling you, let your kids experience, from the youngest ages especially, let them experience a multitude of activities that will expand their basic foundational movement skills and will make them better athletes as they continue to grow older. There will be a time when you notice that they're ready to focus on one, but
right.
It is not prior to the late high school years, possibly.
I have middle school students that come up to me and, you know, hey, do you play basketball? No, I play softball. I play volleyball only, you know, and why don't do that? It's proven that the multi-sport athletes are less likely to have injuries.
Exactly right.
Yeah. So I got, go ahead. So I finish your thought.
No, I was just going to say, if anytime, I'd love to sit down and just chat on that specific topic, because parents, we play such an important role in this, and coaches encouraging athletes to play multiple sports. It's not benefiting your athlete in the long run. You're not letting them participate for what they can accomplish in eighth grade. Let them enjoy the experience when in seventh grade, fourth grade, fifth grade, whatever it is. Let them experience the joy of playing and falling in love with competing and participating. There will come a time when they get, when they reach a certain age, when they will be ready to focus on one. Let them experience and grow as an athlete. That's what will help turn them out to be, to reach their full potential.
Amen to that. Amen to that. I just got one quick question. I know 4A and 5A, they're moving their state championship games to Colorado State University's campus in Fort Collins. Are 2A, 3A, 1A, are they going to be moving eventually?
Not at this time.
Okay.
No, we have we have agreements with CSU down in Pueblo, and we have obviously the agreement with CSU now.
Perfect.
In Fort Collins. And 6-man, 8-man, 2A, 1A will stay in Pueblo for the time being.
Mike Krueger, he is truly the people's commissioner. I want to thank Gould Parts for that segment and our great sponsor, 970-454-3351. Any parts you need, Gould Parts in beautiful Eaton, Colorado, will find it. Gould Parts is a quality source for all Napa parts. Anything you need is just one phone number away, 970-454-3355. Write it down and stick it on the fridge, right, Micah? Gould Parts in beautiful Eaton, Colorado. We'll be right back with head coach Anthony Rankin, the D'Evelyn High School head football coach. Anthony Rankin will join us. I'm your host, Coach Daniel Alamon, and this is Preps Rewind, live from the Yellow Fiber Studios. We are Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Welcome back to Preps Rewind. I'm your host, Coach Daniel Alamon. He is Micah Kilpatrick, the producer extraordinaire. Joining us on the Gould Parts Hotline is head football coach for D'Evelyn High School, Mr. Anthony Rankin. Coach Rankin, how are you doing this morning?
Good, good. How about you?
I'm doing really good, man. Thanks for coming on this morning, man. I know it's short notice, but I really, and you jumped around. I mean, we were going to have you on last night, and then we brought you back in this morning. So I appreciate you being patient with us, man. Thank you.
No, thanks for the opportunity.
Yes, sir. Hey, congratulations on a terrific football season, man. You finished the season 7-2. You earned a playoff berth.
Yeah, it was a blessing of a year. We really did some really good things that hopefully carry on to this next season.
I hope so, man. It's fun to watch. I always looked. Every week I wanted to see where Coach Rankin's team was, who they did. I think that first week, against Elizabeth, when you guys played them that first week, 38-24, you fell short on that. But that was the game that I saw that told me that D'Evelyn is for real, that they are here to play.
Yeah, I think that game really showed us what we could do. I think the big problem for us was just the first game jitters. We couldn't get rid of them fast enough, and by the time we got to that point to where we were comfortable, it was going to be a tough hill to come back from. But that game really brought out some of the best in our players, for sure.
It did, and you had the you gaining some traction in the 2A league. One division, and that's what I like to see. The 2A consists of Bennett, Platte Valley, Wellington, Prospect Ridge, and Valley. Out of those teams right now, Coach, who would you say is your rivalry?
I think it's going to be Bennett if I had to pick one. All those teams are pretty new to us, but Bennett gave us a game.
God, brother. Tell us about that Bennett game, 66-64. You guys were just on fire. I think Austin Bushlack had 495 yards passing.
It was the most stressful game I've ever been a part of. I've been coaching for 17 seasons, and this was the most stressful game I've ever witnessed. What they run that double wing stuff, and it makes it super difficult when your guys have not seen that before.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the only team we saw all season that did it. But I knew we defensively were going to struggle to stop them. So I told our offense coordinator and our offensive staff, like, our best defense is going to be our offense.
Mm-hmm.
So we just got to score with them. And we kept them from passing. They didn't throw the ball a lot. And they kept us from running. So we threw for 495 and they ran for 519. So it was just a barn burner all the way through.
Totally was. And we seen Bennett in the playoffs and they popped off 14 points on us because, you know, of course, being the only team in the league that runs that style of offense, you know, it took our defense a little while to figure it out. You know, they jumped on us 14-0, but man, it was tricky, but once we figured it out, we were able to stop them, but they did have a pretty good run there. You guys, Austin Bushlack, he's a senior this year. He was your quarterback. Where's he headed? What's he going to do?
So right now it's up between, he's been offered a preferred walk-on to Western State, so Colorado Western, and then he's also going to get offered, I think, next week by Dean College in Massachusetts. And then CSU Pueblo's had an eye on him, but they're kind of full roster-wise, so they're waiting to see if anyone drops off. So between those three schools, I think he's choosing from. But I think Dean provides the best opportunity to play early.
So in that first round, going back to the playoffs this year, what was your message to your team after that tough loss? I mean, you it was a tough, scrappy Alamosa team. You guys played them very well, but what was your message after that loss?
To learn from it, to get better. It was a great senior class, so hopefully they take that message on to the next level of all the kids we have going to play somewhere. But just to absorb the moment and understand what it feels like and to take that into the off season, take that into next season to be better and realize, like, you can be even go further than this if you want to. And really, a lot of those kids, that's their first time experiencing anything like that. So I just wanted them to understand the moment is not bigger than them, but to absorb the moment as well.
Amen. Tell us about Gabe Jackson.
Oh, a kid. Him and Austin are two special kids, and Gabe, who's won so many awards this offseason from last season, Gabe is a 4.1 GPA, probably the best player in 17 years I've ever coached. Just an awesome
this
kid.
This is a lot,
person.
Coach. This is a lot. Yeah, man. You saw a lot of athletes.
Oh, 100%. And he does so much work in the community, outreach programs, things like that. So he's definitely one of a kind players and runs a 4.5 40 right now and probably can get faster. Baseball stud, just all around a great kid.
And what a small world. You sat behind us at the National Football Foundation dinner we had on Monday. And what a coincidence. His grandparents were sitting at the table. You guys were sitting behind us. And we knew each other. Like, we knew our same – we had the same circle. And so that was pretty amazing. you talk about a weapon, man. He finished the season 21 catches, 1,631 yards. I mean, he just – recipient of the Colorado Chapter of National Football Foundation and College Hall of Fame Scholarship Athlete Award. Just a great young man.
He's unbelievable. And we ran our offense through him. Like, we knew how special he's going to be. And what people don't know is summer of his sophomore year, after his sophomore year, he got in a really serious car accident. So he didn't get to play his junior year. He broke his back. So he had to have a couple surgeries. And then his senior year just had an unbelievable year. And you couldn't even tell he was in a car accident.
No, not at all. What a testament.
Oh, 100%.
What
a
testament. And that goes to show the staff that you have, you put together, that you know, he was able to bounce back and believe in himself. And that took a lot for you guys as well, too.
Oh, yeah. And he never gives up. And that made it easy for us to believe that everything was going to be okay. And I always felt like everything was going to be okay. So he's just a tough kid that was resilient, and I knew he was going to bounce back and have a huge year.
Gotcha. Hey, Coach, you're pretty senior heavy this year. I believe you graduated, 13 players. What's your message to the young cats?
We do a really good job there culture-wise of getting the young guys as much playing time as we possibly can. So they know, like, they're ready for next year. And for us at Devlin, it's rare to have all our linemen come back minus our center. And even our center who got hurt in the first play of the offensive drive in the playoffs and couldn't play the rest of the game, our backup came in and played his butt off and played great. So he comes back. So really, we have all five guys coming back, and that does not happen at Devlin ever. So the message is really, like, I don't really think we have to put a big message because all our young guys play a lot. And we try to make that an emphasis all season long.
Good. Who's that young cat that's ready to step up and be that leader of men?
We got a few guys like that. We have a Power 5 kid. He's going to – I'm not sure where he's going to go, but he's only going to be a junior next season. But he's probably going to be that guy. And he's 6'2", 250 pounds, shredded. Like, he's just different. And I've definitely have had talks to him on the side, like, yo, this is now your team. Like, you've got to be ready to be that voice. And so he is ready. And everybody, the whole school kind of rolled behind this young man. So his name's Kofi Fiadanu, and he's going to be that guy. So we're excited to see where he takes us.
Perfect. Hey, are you going to football camp?
We are not this year. We had an injury last year that really kind of hurt us, starting the first five games of the season without that young man, Sambo. Is his name. So we're going to just kind of play it safe this season and just do some stuff just
in-house.
Amongst ourselves.
Yeah. Perfect, perfect. Talking with head football coach Anthony Rankin from D'Evelyn Jaguars. You know, I really would like to scrimmage you guys this year. We'll have to head something up, man.
Yeah, I think we definitely should in the August and the fall for sure. Like, yeah. Try to get something going.
It would be great. Hey, coach, I heard you're still playing some football, man, for the Championship Football League.
Yes, I still got a couple more years left in me, so I'm trying to see how far I can take it.
Folks, I'll tell you, I said this before. I said this in my intro during the show, that you are one BA receiver, bro. I definitely would love to come and watch you catch that rock again.
I appreciate it. I appreciate everything you've done for me over that career. We, semi-professional football.
We had fun, man. We had a lot of fun, man.
Definitely.
Anytime we started way back in 2009 together, and then just to watch you grow and turn into a wonderful, amazing coach, and what you're doing for that program is amazing, coach. I'm pretty excited for you.
I appreciate it. I try to learn from you and take my tips that you've given me over the last 14 years and try to instill them into these young men.
Yeah, and that's what it's about, man. You're in it for the right reason, and that's what I love, Coach. I definitely, like I said, I want to come and watch you catch the rock. Where are you guys going to be playing at?
So I'm with the Northern Colorado Nightmare. So where the first game is going to be local in the Denver metro area, but the rest of the game should be at Boneyard District 6 Stadium.
Okay, District 6. Perfect, perfect. So the same home. Same home field.
Sir.
Okay.
Yes,
perfect,
sir.
Man. Folks, if you're looking for some good football, you definitely got to go check out Championship Football League, Northern Colorado Nightmare. I think you have the Loveland Elite as well that play up north here. And it's good football. These gentlemen like to go out there and they like to play and entertain you. And you're good at it, Rank, man. I'll tell you what. You're keeping yourself in shape for sure, man.
Thank you. I keep trying.
hey, I noticed you have 14 coaches on your roster.
Yes. I try to. So what I do, no one on my staff, not that I would love for it, but nobody is a teacher at the school. So a lot of my staff has real jobs, not that teachers aren't real jobs, but different jobs outside of the school. So we need, if one can't make it for some family reason, some job reason, whatever it may be, each position has two coaches except for the quarterback position. So if one can't make it, we always have a coach for that position.
Great
to make sure that everyone's covered.
Everyone's covered, yeah. Coach, my brother, thank you for coming on this morning, man. I wish you the best of luck this season at D'Evelyn and playing in the Championship Football League, man, at Northern Colorado Nightmare. I wish you the best of luck there, brother.
Thank you for everything you've done for me. I appreciate it, and a wonderful show you have, and so I appreciate the time you guys have given me to be on it.
Definitely. We're going to get you back on, brother. We're going to get you back on.
Always let me know anytime.
Thanks, Coach. I appreciate it, man. Another great show this Saturday morning. Have a great Western weekend. I pray blessings over all my athletes competing today. I want to thank Cade Gentry and Eaton Red Baseball Star for tearing up the diamond. Continue your hard work, Cade, and let's bring home more hardware. Thanks again to the People's Commissioner, Michael Kruger, for all him and his team do for our youth. And head football coach, D'Evelyn Jaguars, my brother, Anthony Rankin. Best of luck this season, Coach. Thank you for all you do. Thank you for taking your time out and coming on and sharing your stories and visions with us. I'm Coach Daniel Alamon, walking this earth with purpose to influence, period. This is Preps Rewind, live from the Yellow Fiber Studios. We are Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.